I'm Ken Rogers with a review of the Monday, July 12th markets, where it was a higher day in the grains and mostly higher in the livestock trade as well. And USDA World Ag Supply and Demand Outlook report released earlier on Monday, and it predicts lower corn and soybean prices for the year. The corn outlook calls for larger supplies, greater feed and residual use, increased exports, higher ending stocks. Crop production forecast 175 million bushels higher based on greater planted and harvested areas from the June 30th acreage report. With supply rising more than use, ending stocks up 75 million bushels. The season average farm price, though, did decline 10 cents to $5.60 a bushel. Soybean production projected at 4.4 billion bushels, unchanged from last month. Harvest area pegged 86.7 million acres, unchanged from the June 30th acreage report, but up 4.4 million from last year. The season average soybean price, $11.05 a bushel, down 20 cents from last month. The outlook for wheat predicts reduced supplies, lower domestic use and exports, decreased ending stocks. The projected season average farm price did increase, though, to $6.60 a bushel for wheat. Well, reaction to that report being led by wheat, but brought all the grains up. As we go to the board, we see September corn up 15 and 3 quarters today, 545 and a quarter. December up 16 cents at 533. August soybeans up 25 cents, 1404 and a quarter. November up 21 cents at 1350 and a quarter. The August soybean meal up 290, 357. August soybean oil up $1.70, 6405. September Chicago wheat up 25 and 3 quarters, 640 and 3 quarters. December up 23 and a half at 647 and a quarter. September Kansas City hard red wheat up 21 and a quarter, 615 and a quarter. December up 20 and 3 quarters, 625 and 3 quarters. As we say, mixed in the livestock, but mostly higher. Live cattle, the October contract up 22, 125, 80. December up 47, 131, 37. Feeder cattle down today, of course, on higher corn. The September contract down 82, 161. October down 75, 162, 95. Pork trade continues higher. The August contract up 250 at 104.07. October up $1.90, 87.32. Energy trade, natural gas higher, but gasoline, crude oil, heating oil, ethanol, all trending lower. Gold was lower. Silver was higher in the metal markets. The financials all higher. We see the S&P up 16.60, 43.76.50. The NASDAQ up 65.50, 14,876. And the Dow up 131 points, 34,882. That is a review of the Monday, July 12th markets. I'm Ken Rogers.